Today is a pretty regular, what is it, Wednesday?
Things are not done, but I'm done.
Jonathan sucks.
We should have that in the intro, actually.
Good morning, it's 7:30 a.m. I just woke up after snoozing 3 times and so I just opened the window and the sun is shining. I feel like that's one of the best parts of studying in San Francisco. Also, well, this noise on the street, definitely not. I think you can hear it. Anyways, welcome to Humans of Minerva. I'm your host Jules and today I'm gonna take you with me a bit through my day.
Good morning, Alvaro, how are you?
What?
How are you? I'm recording a podcast.
Oh, I'm good,
I'm
good.
Staying alive. Where are you coming from?
Capital One, because I forgot my charger.
Oh no. Yeah. So you're going back again?
Yeah.
Okay, good luck with
that. No, I don't think I am, but see you.
Oh, we just left Turk, and now we're on our way. Me, but also Jonathan, Faye and Finn, also from the class of 2026. And we're leaving for WeWork. Just bumped into Alvaro. We just came back from Capital One. But that's actually something that happens quite often at Minerva, that you just randomly bump into people here on the street. We're currently on our way to WeWork, and I'm here with Faye.
Hello!
Maybe say where you're from. Anu.
I'm Faye. I'm an M26 from South Africa.
Yes, Faye is actually in here because she already cleaned the kitchen this morning, like the community kitchen.
Yes. It's very gross in there.
Yeah, not anymore though.
Not anymore, that's true.
Yeah, and then I'm here with Jonathan, who also like guest hosted an episode and was in the podcast already.
Hello. I'm Jonathan from Zambia, M26 also.
Yes, and I'm here with Finn, who's another German on the squad.
Hello. Yeah.
How did you guys sleep tonight?
That's on my back, girl. I actually avoid that at all costs. Sleep paralysis I used to get every single night. And then I realized it was because I was sleeping on my back.
Oh, interesting.
I did some research and I think when you sleep on your back, sometimes it closes the airway. And so you're not getting sufficient oxygen to your brain. And that can cause sleep paralysis.
Huh. Yeah. We can make an educational podcast. Yeah, actually, I slept too well. Like, I really didn't want to get up this morning. I, had my alarm at 7.
Yeah.
And I, snoozed till, 7:45.
Oh, my word.
You're that kind of roommate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what are you guys' plans for today?
Well, I'm going to WeWork with you now to take my first class. And then I have an appointment with CAPS. And then I'm going to have some lunch, take another class, and just probably do some work on assignments.
I'm going to walk to class. And then I'm going to take my class. And then I'm going to walk again. No, I don't know. No, I'm going to take my classes this morning. Going to try and spend an hour or two writing in the afternoon. Been trying to write every single day. Then I need to finish my AH assignment, which is actually really interesting at the moment. We're doing interpreting art. So we each have to pick an art piece and I'm doing an outfit from a fashion runway show. So yeah, it's gonna be a fun day.
No, same. I'm gonna go to WeWork with these amazing people and then take my classes, probably go back, probably get that $1 coffee at Capital One.
Oh yeah, that's today.
And then, yeah, after 3 p.m. I think we abused the system so much last term that they're not giving out free coffee anymore. And then I'm going to be working on my CS assignment.
Nice. So yeah, it's actually about the same for me. Like, I'm going to do some work. I have my first class at 11 a.m., but I think most of the people here have their first class at 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. So I try to get some work done before that. I think it's a very representative day for Minerva life today,
especially
because we're just
doing
work.
This kind of time where there's a lot of assignments.
Yeah.
We have 2 assignments due this week. One tomorrow, right? Tomorrow, not today.
And then Saturday.
Saturday, yeah. What is the thing you're most looking forward to today? What is the thing you're most looking forward to in life?
I'm going to go on a nice run, an easy run, but it'll be nice.
Yeah, for your marathon, right?
Yep, training for a marathon. One of those arbitrary things that you just decide, I need to do this. Kind of like how people decide to climb Mount Everest at some point in their life. Let me not compare it to that, though. Yeah, and I just realized I was procrastinating, so I'm doing it soon.
Nice. Faye, what about you?
I'm looking forward to having dinner with you, Jules.
Oh, yeah, true. I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. What are your plans for tonight?
I don't have any. I just didn't bring any lunch with me.
Oh, okay.
I meant to, and then I
lost time.
Yeah, I mean, we could still have dinner, you know? Like, I was actually not planning to eat out tonight. I was like, maybe you could have dinner together in the res.
Oh, in the res? Oh, yeah. Okay, right. Yes. Just normally when we have dinner.
Because I'm like, I've been eating out the whole weekend.
Oh, okay. I'm like, yeah, let's have dinner.
Finn, still need your input. What is the thing you're most looking forward to today?
Actually, I'm really excited for the CS class. The utility sounds super, like, I the pre-reading was super interesting. And I'm really excited for that. And then maybe a little nap after class. I'm excited for that too.
Nice, yeah. We love that, you know, looking forward to the mundane things. I'm actually looking forward to CS as well. Like, I think it's going to be pretty interesting. Especially because I can imagine to go into economics, you know, like that.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
I would find it super interesting if it wasn't called economics.
What?
I just have a really bad connotation with economics.
We arrived at WeWork, meanwhile. And now it's not only the four of us anymore, but it's actually like we are joined by one Minervan, by another Minervan. And now, do you want to say something about yourself?
Hi, I'm Anel. I'm from Kazakhstan, and this is a day in the life.
This is a day in the life. This is for the Humans of Minerva podcast.
Oh.
I'm like, I'm doing a day in the life podcast. You know?
That's so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, today is a pretty regular. What is it? Wednesday.
Yeah, Wednesday.
A very sunny morning at that. So that's been lovely.
Right, bye. I love it when I open the window and the sun is just shining outside. In San Francisco, it's like 90% of the days, so sunny outside. So yeah. What is the thing you're most looking forward to today?
To go back to bed. If I'm being honest. But no, I'm honestly looking forward to my NS class because I am an NS major, and so that is exciting.
What is the NS class about? I haven't done the pre-work yet,
I haven't done it, so... We'll see. The surprises that come along the way are the best part, right?
Yeah, because we concluded the section on studies, right? So there must be something new.
Yeah, probably.
So you're an NS major?
NS and AH, technically.
Oh, double major?
Double major.
Wow, that's an interesting combo.
It's just what interests me. I wanted to do physics and I wanted to do literature, so here I am.
Physics and literature. Mm-hmm. Wow, that's so cool.
Technically called Molecules and Atoms and Arts and Literature at Minerva. A bit extensive, but it is what it is.
It's like, right? You want to do physics and the literature and you get like arts and molecules and atoms and everything for free.
For free.
Yeah. It's 2 now. 2 p.m. already.
Already? Oh my word.
Yeah, dang. I just finished my first class of the day. Faye, you finished your second class, right?
No, I have another one at 4:30.
Oh, you too?
Yeah.
You have classes? Oh, damn. Do you have classes at 4:30 every day?
Every day, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. We both have finished our first class now. Yeah, already looking forward to our second one, right?
Oh, yeah.
Just got out of the WeWork building. Now we're back here. A couple of people left. A couple of people joined. That's the dynamic of WeWork. Dylan joined. You want to say something about yourself?
I am currently trying to work, well, the pre-work, which is not working.
Oh, no.
Yeah, migraines.
Yeah.
Sending my love for everyone who has migraines.
Give me a hug. Did you have like productive final session after your class?
I got a little bit of work done on my AH and my CS. Did some work on my CCP because I have a meeting tomorrow. And what about you? Did you have a good session before your class?
Yeah. I got my pre-class work done for my session that I have now, like the structured study.
You also have one at 4:30?
Yeah, I have another class at 4:30. But I did pre-work for that yesterday.
CS.
Utility.
Oh, nice.
What's in your list now?
To do? I have my office hour coming up because I'm a peer tutor.
Writing office hour, right?
People haven't really been coming the last couple of weeks, but I expect that they will today because we have an assignment due tomorrow. So we'll see how that goes. After that, I'm going to do some more work and then have my class this evening.
Same. Gotta say, this day is pretty representative of Minerva life because we're just working the whole day and trying to catch up and get shit done. But yeah, how do you feel like about the time of the semester, like currently? Like, what's on your mind? Like,
it's busy. I'm thinking a lot about work. You know, I'm not unhappy. I feel way more organized this time around than I did the first semester. You know, I kind of knew what to expect.
Yeah, me too. It's definitely also like with, you know, the summer coming up and internships. Definitely start thinking about these things as well. I'm even starting to think about like next semester.
Yeah.
Have you figured out your roommate situation yet for?
You?
Mm-mm.
that's the update from us now. And I think I'll pick my phone back up, maybe for my second class, maybe after my second class of the day. I'm having S4 now, which are like structured study sessions, which are supposed to prepare me for potential CS courses next semester. And then I think I might do some more work, prepare for tomorrow. Then I'm going back to Turk Street, back to our residence hall tonight, and hopefully talk to a couple more people there. How is the day going? Like,
the day's going okay.
Yeah.
Being an online university student has its pitfalls. I have an eye headache right now. So, yeah. But it's just about rest and becoming more comfortable with taking time for yourself, prioritizing your mental health, and everything will be okay.
Yeah, taking a rest, like, time between classes is, like, so important. Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
What are you working on?
AH. I just finished AH, so I did pre-class work. And I enjoyed SS. Like, I enjoyed all the pre-class work until, like, we have to write tough stuff up for SS pre-class work. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to take a walk around.
Nice.
Hello.
How was your guys' day?
Really good.
Yeah?
Productive good.
So, like, okay. So your definition of good at the moment is productive?
For now.
Yeah.
Well, I would say having just recovered from a burnout, I think it was good. Well, not a burnout, a lot of very intense burnout, but just like exhausted because of the hackathon.
Oh, you went to the hackathon on a weekend?
Oh, no, it's a different one.
Okay, it wasn't the Stanford one?
No, it was a different one.
Where did you go?
It's one called, it's by a third party organization, Lab AI. It's like make your AI startup, and it's basically just propelling us all for the Masasun.
Oh, nice.
So it's really nice. You? How's your day been going?
It's okay, I guess. Like, I wanted to be done with pre-work for tomorrow by now, and I'm still like doing the last bit of the NS pre-work.
Oh, yeah. Question 4 was like, oh no, question 6 is pretty hard. We're just like, make inferences from the literature review. That was hard, but it was cool. I was really fascinated by like the microcephaly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting.
That was really nice.
How's your day going?
I'm so sleepy. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me, Leo, and so Eric valid. staying here till 8:20 because we got a Google to go from this place called Golden Flower.
Oh, nice.
And it's like for like half the price. Mm. I tried it already, so it's like super nice. Good.
I got too good to go today.
How was it?
Pretty good.
Pretty good to go.
The food was good, but it wasn't as much food as it usually is with good to go. It was one meal.
Have you tried going to the dim sum house?
Yeah.
Like, I super generous.
Yeah. Like, and that's one of my favorites. They only did it at night, though, and they did it as lunch.
Mm. Yeah. You could repurpose it as lunch, just like. Because it's like fresh out of the steam. So it's considered new in a sense.
Where is it?
Chinatown? But yeah, the mundane is amazing to capture.
Yeah.
I also did something like that, but in Foundation Week, but it's more like the Sounds of Minerva, where like everyone was playing music. Fernando was on his piano, everyone was just singing along. I'm not sure if I kept that with me, because I lost it when my other phone broke.
Oh, I should do something like this at some point. You know, just capturing the sounds of like a regular day.
Mm. That's a beautiful.
I mean,
there's
in a way,
beauty in it, honestly.
In a way, I did it this morning. Like this morning, like I opened my window, like recorded it on my phone, and it was like really, really loud noise from outside
really,
because
yes.
Like constructing.
Oh my
gosh.
Yeah. That was annoying.
Yeah. Was a pleasure talking to you.
Yes. Aww. We could like do that thing where you send that voicemail to us, like 4 years after today.
Oh.
It's like the letter to yourself thing they did.
Okay, what would you guys like want your, like in 4 years, what would you want to hear? Like what would you, like what would you want to record?
Hope you I hope you keep saying your mom to my future self.
No.
Okay, message to all future selves.
I'm 23.
I just want to say that my first year is very happy. I was very happy in my first year, and I hope I can still be happy.
I feel like a voice message is so more like genuine and true to oneself. Like listening to like voice messages I sent to friends like 5 years ago is, I think, even worth more than just like reading like stuff that I wrote down.
Matters.
Faye, what would you want to tell your future self, like in 4 years?
Invest in better chargers.
Yes. I don't know. I guess I hope she accomplishes all my dreams.
What are your dreams right now? Like,
I don't have any specific dreams.
Oh, it's okay.
No, I'm teasing. I don't know.
Yeah.
I hope that she makes good decisions and ends up in a place that is right, not a place that she's pressured to end up.
Just so... Okay, it just speaks to me so much. Mm. I hope I'll say no to more things in the future and actually get to enjoy my time. I'm living a good life now, but sometimes I wish I had a bit more free time, you know, to enjoy the city.
Wait, no, I have a serious thing I want to say to myself. I hope you don't use hashtags in your daily conversations by then.
I hope we grow out of that.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not brainwashed.
I hope Minerva will be worth it.
Oh no, I do hope that the Netflix money, it's a short-term goal, it's going to be distributed to us in some way, one way or another.
I think it's going into financial aid. Hopefully.
That's what they say as well, I've heard of that. But then like...
You never know. That's a black box.
I'm Nikita, I'm from M23, I'm Ukrainian.
You have your capstone?
Capstone defense?
Ah, your capstone defense?
Yeah.
Already?
Yeah.
Like, are you done with it completely?
No.
No?
You're not supposed to.
Okay, so you're defending like not fully completed capstone?
Yeah, it's just like to make sure that you are on track and you're gonna finish.
Okay, so you finished the presentation or are you still working on it?
I just started.
Oh dang, you think you can make it? Yeah, what's your capstone about?
Machine learning for trajectory prediction in classical mechanics.
Wait, machine learning for trajectory predictions?
In classical mechanics.
In classical mechanics, wow. So how's your day going apart from that? Like, what have you done before studying the capstone?
I was sleeping a lot today.
Yeah.
And from prominent moments, I think that's about it.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's completely valid. Are you more of like a night owl? Like, are you working during the night and then like, rather like trying to like do a nap or like catch some sleep during the day? Is that how you
I work? Used to. I try not to do it anymore because sleeping at night feels good.
Yeah, agreed. Okay, what was your highlight of today or what are you looking most forward to still?
That's a good question. I have no idea what to answer here.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of hard, like in these mundane days, you know, to find like one highlight.
I'm looking forward to graduation, if that makes sense.
You're like looking forward to being done with university and everything?
Yeah. Because I studied 3 years in university in Ukraine before coming to Minerva, so it's my 7th year in undergrad, and I'm a little bit tired.
Yeah, wow. That's insane. Like, that's a long time.
That's a good time.
Yeah, what did you do in Ukraine?
Computer engineering.
Computer engineering. Did you, like, earn a degree in that? Mm-hmm. Or, like, did you finish the degree? Or, like, did you transfer
to I had degree? One more year to go.
And you just...
But I got bored. Right. I was like, no way, I'm sitting here for one more year.
Yeah.
And then I got admitted to Minerva and I was like, I'm going.
And
like,
Minerva was better?
No question asked. Yeah, I mean, experience-wise for sure. Because like a lot of great people here traveling around the world, like meeting local people.
Mm.
So many friends that I made outside of Minerva because of Minervans around the world. Like,
are you still in contact with like people from other cities?
I don't think I'm in contact with anyone from cities. We're going through rotation. I'm for sure in contact with some people outside of Minerva who I made friends with, like, who don't live in the rotation cities. Because of Minerva.
So
like, I have some friends from Tijuana, for example, who are, like, they are friends of my classmate. That, my classmate introduced, and we just, like, befriended really well. Like, I'm staying in contact with them, for example.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's so cool. Okay, what are your plans for after graduation? I'm intrigued. Like, are you going to work in machine learning?
I have an offer signed with Audible, but I will start in September, and I'm trying to figure out what I want to do over the summer.
Yeah, I mean, me too, you know?
Yeah.
I think it's...
I know better than anyone. This is the problem Minervans face every year.
Like, what you do in summer. I mean, there's just so many options, and yeah.
I mean, if you manage to find a good internship, like, you're pretty much settled. But if you don't...
Yeah, actually, like, right now I'm just looking forward to coming, like, to going back home. Like, I really miss my family and everything.
That's really nice.
Yeah. So I might like do like very short internship and then just spend a lot of time at home and like traveling a bit around Germany, like seeing my friends.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good plan. Yeah, nice. Okay, so good luck finding plans for your summer. I don't want to take more of your time. Because this is, I feel like this is important.
Yeah, it's just, you kind of need motivation to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like this type of job that you don't want to do.
Yeah, like the school.
So it feels good to be done with it tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. That's something you can look forward to, like being done with that.
Yeah.
When is your presentation? Like what time tomorrow?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.? Oh, well, I mean, pull an all-nighter. You still have, like, a solid 13 hours.
No, all-night.
You think it will be, like, you'll need less time?
I don't overthink my capstone. Capstone is just another assignment that you need to do. Yeah, like, okay, a lot of other assignments you need to do. Kind of heavy assignments, right? But...
Yeah. But no, then, like...
There are better things to do in San Francisco than spending all of your time on capstone.
So true. Sometimes I feel like Minerva made me focus less on academics and more, like, on life and experiences. And I don't know whether that's, like, a good shift, because university is kind of there for, like, you know, like, learning and focusing on academics and everything. And I do enjoy that a lot. And I kind of feel overwhelmed by, you know, like, all of the experiences I have at the same time. And it's sometimes hard, you know, to decide, okay, what is my focus right now? You know, like, shall I take this opportunity? Shall I go on this trip? Like, probably, like, meet a million amazing people? Or, like, should I just, like, you know, take the weekend to sit in the library? And...
If you want my opinion on this, unless you're really fucked, you should
always
take an opportunity, yeah. Because, like, academics, like, you can learn things by yourself. And it's, like, one thing that Minerva, like, is good for, and I wish... It's not the only thing, but, like, we learn how to learn.
Yeah.
Like, that's one thing that we really do well here. Learning, like, concepts that we can really transfer, like, take as, like, material and go into life.
Yeah, I feel like, you know, that's the thing with Minerva as well. Like, you gotta be also, like, very rigorous with your self-study. Like, just going to the classes and, like, doing the pre-readings is, in my opinion, not enough. Like, you get through everything, but, like, it's not enough in order to actually, like, learn.
It's more like Minerva introduces you some concepts, like, here is this, and the next class here is this, and next class here is this, and, like, jumping from topic to topic without really diving in depth. But then, like, once you know, like, what is there in the field and something attracts your attention, you can dive deeper by yourself.
What is, like, one advice you would have wanted to give, like, your first year self right now? Like, what advice would you give your first year self right now?
Don't overthink things. That's a good advice. Like, take the opportunities once you have them.
And then try to deal with everything later?
Yeah.
Yeah?
There's not much to deal with if you think about it. It's just, the neurons are really good at finding problems to solve. And you can find problems that you enjoy solving, or you can find problems in your assignments, in your academics, and, like, stress yourself out, like, dedicating a lot of time to it. Prefer enjoying life over everything else.
I wonder whether in 20 years you'll say the same.
I hope so.
Yeah, me too.
It's like, you know, when I was in South Korea, when the semester finished, me and my roommate, like, we went for a trip to Jeju. And we had, like, 3 days there, like, 2 full days and 2 nights. And then the last day, we had our flight at 9 or 10 p.m., like, something in the evening. So we spent 2 days, like, roaming around the island, like, going for some hikes. And then the second day before we went to sleep, I was like, Mateus, so we have tomorrow, like, 1 day. We need to explore something in the island and we need to get to the airport in time. Do you have any plans? He was like, no, I don't have any. And, like, for the context, like, Jeju is, like, an island. It's separated with, like, just 2 cities.
Mm-hmm.
One city has an airport. We have been in another city that is right across the island from the first one. And I was like, if you don't have any plans, like, let's just walk to the airport. And he was like, okay. So we just walked all across the island, like, to the airport.
How many kilometers?
It was 43 kilometers. Halfway through the island, there is a mountain that is 1,800 meters. That is the highest mountain in South Korea.
Oh, so you hiked that mountain in one day and then...
And then went back and went all the way to the airport.
And what about your suitcases and everything? You didn't have...
We only had backpacks.
Okay.
The thing is, like, it was a really, really difficult hike. And it was a hella long hike. It took us, like, 14 hours to get there. Would I do it in 10 years? Questionable. I might not have time for it, I might not have health for it, I might not even go to South Korea intentionally. Like, we had a moment, we had, like, a crazy idea, we just went and did it. It was, like, 9 p.m. we went to our room. It was like, let's walk to the airport, okay. We sat down, just like drew the route that we will walk through. Next day we woke up 5 a.m. We left the hotel and just went to the airport.
Wow, that's so cool.
That's kind of an opportunity that you should take.
Nice, nice. Cool, thank you so much for sharing that. Like, I feel inspired now. Like, I'm currently walking around WeWork. I've finished my pre-work for tomorrow, so we're good on that. And yeah, no, I'm like, I just found an upperclassman. I'm trying to find a couple of more fellow students, like just to ask them how their day was going. Let's see what I'll learn.
I'm here with like Rovan and Hassan. I'm 26, is from Egypt. WeWork is really like a hotspot for Minervans exactly. These days.
Especially today.
Yeah, especially today. Yeah.
There are a lot of people. Time in general, because people need to focus on that time, so they go to a workspace
with
so
their
they
friends.
Can focus.
And then
but
they
actually
don't
focus.
Yeah.
Start to make jokes.
Exactly.
Even if it's just a small mundane thing, like one thing you really liked about
free
today.
Free chocolate.
The free chocolate at WeWork. That was definitely one of my highlights as well. Mm. What are you working on right now?
I'm looking at ticket prices.
Ticket prices?
Yeah, for coming back to home.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Are you looking forward to going back home?
I miss my family.
Yeah, same here. I think it's like this time of the semester where it's so unreal, like we have 8 weeks left. eight weeks, that's nothing. Like 8 weeks, like I feel like I wake up tomorrow and like 8 weeks will just be gone. And at the same time, it's so busy. And it's so hard to realize that we don't have too much time left in the semester.
I'm starting to like feel nostalgic already. Like, I can't imagine going back here 4 years later.
Yeah, bro, that's so weird. Actually, we're not coming back, right? We just leave. And, like, we leave our favorite cafes and we leave WeWork and...
Oh, there's definitely WeWork around.
Yeah, true. There's true. It's maybe also not the most unique thing, yeah, in San Francisco to us.
I know.
But we're missing Capital One free coffee.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
They had their
coffee today, right? Oh, I also.
I missed that.
Me
but,
too.
Like, we drank so much coffee already.
Yeah. I mean, there's free coffee at WeWork as well, so. Mm. Who cares? Yeah. How do you feel? Like, nostalgic as well? Or, like, how's, like, the balance of, like, you know, wanting to stay here versus wanting to go back home?
I really want to go back home. All of the people that are here, there are some people very close to each other, and like maybe I will miss them, but like
maybe.
No, but well, it's just a language. Well, yeah, I will miss them. I will miss Cole. I will miss you, Cole.
Wow.
Aww.
I'm gonna go to Mexico now because
it's okay. Let's go. Oh, I'm Leonardo Estrella from Mexico.
And now Estrella is star, right?
Yeah, Estrella means star in English.
There's a beer called Estrella.
Beer?
Yeah, there's like a beer brand. Wait, Google it. Estrella beer. Like, I had it when I was in Spain. We should definitely have that together at some point. When we're in Berlin, we're gonna have beer together. Okay.
That is such a rude promise you're making him. Like, not with me. Okay, that's all. I'm so excited to try out all the sausages in Berlin. Oh, wait, you can't do that. You're vegetarian, right?
I'm vegetarian. You can try the veggie sausage.
Definitely, that's like a unique place. I'm all for new experiences.
Berlin is great, you know, like great for vegans as well. So, yeah. Okay, lovely talking to you guys. I wish you a successful rest of your day. I feel like there's still a lot of work ahead for today. Mm. Like, I feel like that's the vibe that I'm getting from this like study area. Yeah, that's where we are in the semester right now. Okay, good luck finding a good ticket home. And you good luck doing some work.
Bye.
Bye-bye. What is your highlight of the day today?
I guess I did put makeup and dress up like from a very long time because I usually just put on a hoodie and like pants and just go out. So I actually did dress up today. So I think this was a very good confidence boost, I guess.
I like that. Yeah. Yeah, I think I should do this more as well. Like,
it is very comforting. You just walk like you own the everywhere. And then everyone's like, oh my god, you look cute. I'm like, oh, I forgot that I even dressed up.
Yeah, she said that.
My comment is the highlight. Yeah, true. Your comment is... She told me I look beautiful today, so
like... Oh, nice. Yeah, how do you feel in general about the day? You feel it's like going good? Like,
yeah, I think it is. Like, okay. I finished what I planned to finish for today.
Wow.
Earlier than I thought I would. So, that is good. So.
Wow.
Actually, my day today is full of highlights.
Oh, yeah? Okay, tell me about a couple of them.
Yeah.
No, we need to spread positivity. We need these.
I can't identify, but, like, I feel today is full of highlights.
Oh.
That's it.
Oh, nice. That's nice. Oh, yeah. What was your highlight of the day?
She had three classes.
Oh, you also have S4?
No, she has three cornerstone classes.
Oh. You have three cornerstone classes on one day? And then you have one day, one class on the other day?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, it's not wow.
It's, oh. Oh, man. Yeah. So you're done for today?
Things are not done, but I'm done.
Yeah, completely agree.
I didn't eat.
We should go eat.
Yeah, food. Don't. True. Hey, how are you guys? Are you like in class right now?
AH
working. Everyone is working on AH today. What is your highlight of the day?
No highlight.
Studying.
Yeah, I think it was a pretty much a study day today.
Today, yeah.
Yeah, but like very normal, I guess, in a way. Like very very representative.
For Minerva community.
Yeah, for Minerva. How was your day today? Like, what is your highlight? And maybe what's your low light?
Sleepy?
That
yeah.
was, yeah. When did you go to bed last night?
Hello. No, I actually slept really early and woke up late, but still.
Yeah, what's on your mind right now?
AH.
Assignments.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
How have you been, my friend? I almost didn't see you, though.
I was traveling over the weekend.
Oh.
I was going to Santa Barbara. Actually, tomorrow I'm going to Boston, so I'll be traveling for another 10 days. It's so weird. It's already 8 p.m. now, so we shouldn't be working anymore, I feel. That's life.
But, you know, right now I'm feeling like, I don't know, is it the same for others? Like, right now I'm more chill. Right now, I'm just, okay, assignments are okay.
I think, yeah, we kind of have stuff figured out. I know I'll get up early tomorrow if I need to, like, I'll get my shit done.
Yay.
Yes, no, same for me. Although I feel like maybe I shouldn't be too chill.
Yeah.
I'm not too much on top of stuff, but, like, I know what's, like, ahead, and, like, I know what I need to get done.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it's good, though. First time was really stressful.
That was a Ruben. From Kazakhstan.
Yay! Have a nice evening, my friend.
What was your highlight of today and what was your low light of today?
A highlight, I passed my capstone defense.
Oh, you had your capstone defense today?
Yeah.
That's nice.
Thank you.
What's your capstone about?
It's about growing an Instagram account using data-driven decisions and behavioral economics.
You do it with your own Instagram account?
Yeah.
Yeah, like... Yeah, I mean, that's kind of nice, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably, like, was successful as well.
Yeah, I think this is one of the good projects because it's part of my personal project, but also, like, combining the majors that I have. Like, my majors are data science and economics.
Oh, nice. Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, thank you.
I want to do economics as well. Maybe data science as well, but I also want to take, like, politics courses, so... Do you have a double major?
I have a double major.
No, oh, okay. Well, yeah, I don't know. I do want to take other courses as well, so I don't know yet.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Yesterday was, like, really sad for me. Mm-hmm. I woke up at 5 p.m. That was really bad. And then today, maybe the only thing is that I feel a little bit sleepy and just my sleep schedule is not really good because of yesterday. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're good and bad days, right? That's life. Yeah. Well, thank you for sharing.
Oh, my name is Nayera. I'm from Egypt and senior Minerva.
Yeah, okay. Undro, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jules?
I'm okay. I need to spend more time working on assignments. Like, I'm just, like, having too many side projects right now. It's just... Yeah. How has your day been going? Like,
I don't know. It's been one of those days where you're trying to work all the time, but you just... don't get anything done.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah, right. Did you had classes today as well, right?
Yeah, I had classes at 6:30.
Yeah.
And my classes just ended.
Oh, your class just ended. Oh wow, you have a late class then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh man. Is it like something exciting you learned today? Do you enjoy it? Something?
Oh, well, I didn't hate discussion about the Zika virus, but it sounds so sad that that was the highlight of my day, but yeah. How about you?
I think today in AH, we did like, we have persuasion theories right now, yeah? So we did like, did you have your AH class already?
No, I have tomorrow.
Wait, like a thing, like a topic that we had to convince our like fellow students of, and we had to like use a persuasion theory in order to craft kind of a speech in order to convince people to do something, and our topic was like convince people to sleep more. We crafted a very nice, I don't know, like little speech, and persuasion, like writing speeches is not entirely new to me, but like learning these theories really helps and like, you know, having ideas on how to craft a speech, so yeah.
How was the pre-work? Was it a lot or was
4 AH?
Yeah.
No, it was actually, it was okay.
Have you had CS yet?
Yes, actually, just had it as well.
Oh, how was pre-work with there?
You haven't done your pre-work for tomorrow yet?
No, that's why I'm asking. I'm kind of worried.
Yeah, so CS, I'd say definitely do the like practice questions if you get to, but I think it wasn't too bad. I prefer leaving pre-work at around like 6, you know, when it's not too dark yet. Just because, I don't know, it feels kind of depressing to come home like so late. And then I still haven't had dinner and everything. So yeah, today was basically just a day of like, day full of work. Yeah, a lot of people are busy with assignments right now. That's how most of my days end. I come back into the room. Yeah, sometimes earlier, sometimes later. Normally I'm back around like between like 6 and 9. And now it's already a bit late to have dinner. I think I'll still eat a bit. That was basically a day in my life. Not super eventful. Spent the whole day at WeWork. But I think very representative of like how Minerva life goes, especially like during the time where assignment season is picking up again. Thank you for listening to this podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to this podcast and automatically get notified about new episodes on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. Follow us on Instagram at humansofminerva.podcast for all the latest updates and announcements. And finally, special thanks to our editor, Cassandra Cruz, for working her magic on this episode. Thanks for listening to Humans of Minerva.